From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera has replaced 8 cabinet members in a bid to appease his public. Chile has been racked by mass protests for weeks, demanding Piñera's resignation. Although the protests were initially triggered by a hike in subway fares, the unrest is more broadly focused on the huge wealth inequality within Chile. More than a dozen people have died in violent clashes so far, and Chilean police are under fire for their brutal response. A number of prominent Chilean leftists have signed a statement demanding an end to political violence and human rights violations. The author of that statement now joins me from San Diego, California. Mia Dragnet is a sociologist. She has a master's degree in gender studies and is a doctoral candidate in Latin American studies at the University of Chile. She's also a feminist militant in the Assembly of Doctoral Students at the University of Chile and currently a visiting scholar at University of California, San Diego. She's joined by Troy Coquinis, a lecturer in Latin American studies at UCLA. Welcome to the program, Mia and Troy.
Hello.
Hola.
So, Mia, first tell me a little bit about how you explain what is happening in Chile. Why are people protesting? And if it's not just about the subway fare hike, what is it really about?
Primero, agradecer el espacio.
First, thanks you for offering the space.
La revuelta actual se inicia el día 18 de octubre.
The current revolt initiated on the 18th of October.
Como consecuencia de la protesta que convocó el movimiento estudiantil secundario.
As a response by middle school students.
Ante la alza del pasaje de metro.
In opposition to an increase in metro prices. And
hay una situación que gatilla la revuelta, pero el malestar social.
Right, so the situation is something that has happened right now in this specific moment.
Pero la protesta social indica un malestar.
But this protest indicates a poor state.
Que tiene muchísimo tiempo atrás desde la instalación del modelo neoliberal.
That has many years in the making since the implementation of the neoliberal model.
Impuesto a través de una dictadura violenta en Chile.
That was first implemented by the violent dictatorship in Chile in the 1970s.
So how responsible is Sebastián Piñera for what you're seeing right now? And why was his action of replacing these 8 ministers not enough to assuage protesters?
Bueno, el presidente de Chile es un importante empresario nacional.
The Chilean president is a very important businessman.
Y como buen empresario ha intentado convertir esta crisis en un buen negocio.
And he's trying to convert the crisis into a business.
Las respuestas que ha dado,
his responses,
no han significado un diálogo con movimientos sociales.
They haven't indicated any type of an effort to go into dialogue with social movements.
Ni tocar estructuras que sostienen el modelo que hoy se ve desplomado.
Nor touch or change any of the types of structural factors that have given rise to the current crisis and problems in Chile.
So what have the protesters then specifically been demanding? And what does your statement that you authored that has now been signed by a number of people, what does that say?
Quiero que te traduzco.
La última parte.
Sí, es que quiero saber qué están demandando la, sí. La protesta y qué dice la carta que.
La gente lo que está solicitando son derechos sociales, ¿no? El Estado de Chile privatizó el acceso a los derechos.
So the protests are demanding social rights because the Chilean state has privatized social rights.
Y el Estado se ha convertido en un garante de los derechos del sector privado.
And instead the state has converted itself into a guarantor of the rights of the private sector.
Es un Estado que subvencionó la clase empresarial nacional históricamente, ¿no?
It's a repeat, please.
Es un Estado que subvencionó a la clase empresarial nacional.
Right, it's a state that has supported and upheld the business class of the country historically.
Entonces, lo que la protesta instala hoy,
and what the protests are demanding today,
tiene que ver con recuperar el acceso a derechos básicos sociales que fueron despojados, ¿no?
Is to recuperate basic social rights that have been little by little done away with.
Como la educación, la salud, el acceso a la vivienda.
Education, health, housing.
So I understand, of course, that income inequality in Chile is among the highest in Latin America, and Sebastián Piñera has called the demands of protesters legitimate. What is his plan to actually meet their demands, or does he not have a plan?
La pregunta tiene que ver con la inequidad en Chile y la respuesta del presidente Piñera reconociendo la legitimidad de las demandas sobre todo esa inequidad, y tiene un plan o no, ¿qué es su plan?
Bueno, primero quisiera hacer énfasis en el abandono de la responsabilidad política del gobierno.
First, she wants to recognize that there has been an abandoning of any type of political responsibility by the states to begin with.
Lo que hace el presidente es dar el poder a un militar para llevar la crisis y la ola de protestas al día siguiente del inicio de las protestas, ¿no?
Mm-hmm. What he has done is granted power to a military general, right, to handle the protests the next day after the October 18th, when the protests initiated.
Y en ese contexto, lo primero que hizo el gobierno fue instalar en el imaginario, ¿no?, la figura de un enemigo interno, ¿no?
In that gesture, to begin with, instilled this sort of imaginary of an internal enemy within Chilean society.
Y fortalecer la figura del lumpenaje que viene a saquear y a destrozar la ciudad, ¿no?
And fomented this idea of a lumpen proletariat that is operating within the city to rob and steal and create terror.
Y lo que está haciendo ahora el gobierno es tratar de cooptar el discurso de las mayorías.
And right now the government is now trying to co-opt the majority discourse.
Reconocer la protesta masiva.
And by recognizing the mass appeal of the protests.
Para neutralizarla, ¿no?
In order to neutralize it.
What has the police response been? You mentioned in the statement that you authored that has been signed that the police forces and even the armed forces are, quote, torturing and applying political and sexual violence and killing people at a nationwide level, and that the media are not broadcasting these events. So give us a sense of how brutal the police crackdown has been.
La respuesta de los organismos de seguridad del Estado han sido brutales, ¿no? Y dan cuenta de la memoria del fascismo que hay en Chile en estas instituciones.
So the current response by the police forces are giving memory of the institutionalization of fascism within state security forces.
En estos días han existido torturas sexuales, desaparición de personas que han aparecido muertas en otros lugares.
So there's been sexual violence, including rape, of the detained women. There's also been various cases in which disappeared people have appeared dead after being detained.
Persecución política y la actuación ilegal, ¿no?, de las fuerzas militares y de carabineros de Chile.
And all of this is illegal activity by the police and by the national security forces, or like the National Guard.
La aplicación de la ley de seguridad del Estado y el estado de emergencia.
So the recent implementation of the state of emergency.
No es sinónimo de cómo la policía ha actuado. Ni siquiera pueden tomar presa ni amarrar a la gente que transita durante el toque de queda.
So that it's not synonymous with what the. ¿Puedes repetir, por favor?
Que la policía por estar bajo la ley de la aplicación de la ley de seguridad del Estado,
that the police, now that they're below the state of emergency,
no puede detener a la gente ni amarrarla,
is not supposed to be able to detain people and cuff them.
Es por eso que ayer se presentó una demanda constitucional contra el presidente, ¿no?
And so that is why they have recently presented a demand in opposition to the president.
Una demanda inconstitucional de una constitución que instaló Augusto Pinochet durante la dictadura.
Which is a demand actually in opposition to a constitution that was implemented to begin with by Pinochet under a dictatorship in the 70s.
So it sounds as though the Chilean government is doing what so many fascist-leaning governments have been doing, which is declare protesters who have legitimate grievances against the government as terrorists and then use that to justify the violence. Is that accurate, you would say?
Que está, el gobierno está pintando las protestas como terroristas y utilizando ese discurso para justificar la violencia.
Sí, ese es un discurso que ha existido durante todo el periodo de post-dictadura y de democracia en Chile.
So this is a discourse that has existed since the implementation of the dictatorship and also into the democratic era in the 1990s.
Particularmente al pueblo mapuche,
especially against the Mapuche peoples,
y contra organizaciones territoriales, ¿no?, que están resistiendo en distintos lugares del país,
and territorial organizations that have been organizing resistance to the state in distinct parts of the country.
Hoy es una situación que se ve desbordada a nivel nacional, ¿no?, y particularmente en Santiago.
So today is a type of situation that we're seeing that has not been seen, that's actually been seen before in various other parts of the country, and now it's come to Santiago.
La protesta social es un acto legítimo y un derecho de la población.
And that the social protests are human rights and they're rights of the population.
Y sobre este punto también es necesario hacer énfasis.
And with that, it's important at this point to make an emphasis.
Que se han descubierto a carabineros de Chile, militares, incentivando y provocando protestas, incendios, barricadas, ¿no?
That there has also been various instances in which military and police have been provocating barricades and fires and raids. Throughout these moments of protest.
So would you say then that the sort of neoliberal policies that a lot of the conservative governments in Latin America that have come to power recently have been applying have resulted in this kind of mass inequality and this mass unrest? Is neoliberal capitalism to blame in Chile under Piñera's rule?
Y te pregunto si el neoliberalismo tiene la culpa de todo ese levantamiento.
Y el patriarcado, el neoliberalismo, el colonialismo.
Along with patriarchy, neoliberalism and colonialism.
Es un momento importante en América Latina y hay que mirarlo también regionalmente, lo que sucede, ¿no?
It's a very important moment in Latin America and we have to look at it in its regional context of what's going on there.
Y así como hay una memoria, ¿no?, y una historia para la represión en Chile.
There's a memory of the history of repression in Chile.
Existe también una memoria de la resistencia, ¿no?
And there's also a memory of the types of resistance to the repression.
Que está muy presente en la lucha actual.
That is very present in the contemporary struggle.
Do you find that the Chilean left is organized enough to have a plan to grasp some sort of electoral power? If Piñera were to resign tomorrow, how would left movements seize the moment?
Si la izquierda está organizada con un plan electoral y si Piñera deja la posición mañana, ¿qué haría la izquierda?
Es una muy buena pregunta que nos estamos haciendo en muchos lugares hoy, ¿no?
It's a really good question that we're dealing with in many places today.
Lo que ha sucedido antes en otros momentos de protesta importante en Chile,
what happened in other moments of a very important protest in Chile,
es que la socialdemocracia y los partidos de la concertación de la postdictadura, ¿no?
Is that social democrats during the post-dictatorship era
han pactado con la derecha, ¿no?
Have created social pacts or political pacts with the right.
Sin hacer cambios estructurales, que son las demandas que se han instalado, ¿no?
Without implementing any of the structural plans that they promised to implement.
No hay un proyecto político organizado, consolidado, actual que sea capaz hoy en día de disputar el poder, ¿no?
There's not a current organized political plan to challenge the hegemonic politics of Chile today.
Pero esa ausencia también puede ser una importante señal de que se está construyendo algo alternativo, ¿no?
But this absence gives an important signal, or gives an important, lends an important moment that there can be something new that is going to challenge the contemporary system.
Y eso ha pasado en otros países hermanos latinoamericanos.
And this has happened throughout various other Latin American countries.
Han aparecido asambleas territoriales donde la gente se está encontrando y está discutiendo la situación actual.
And that at this moment there's like neighborhood and territorial assemblies in which people are debating and discussing these types of questions right now.
Y eso es un capital simbólico y político importante para mirar hacia adelante, ¿no?
And that this has a very important symbolic power, and we'll see how it's able to project us forward.
Are there links being made with leaders of the movements that we're seeing playing out now in Ecuador and even other countries where we've seen political strife and a pushback to right-wing governments, Peru, Bolivia, Brazil? Are there those links being made within Latin America right now for common cause?
Yo creo que sí hay, y particularmente en ciertos sectores. Me parece que, por ejemplo, el movimiento campesino.
Yes, certainly, but in very specific sectors, such as organized peasants.
Y el feminismo.
And feminism.
Tiene vínculos importantes regionales.
Has very strong connections at a regional level.
Quisiéramos quizás que fueran más, ¿no? Y que en este contexto pudiesen venir a ayudarnos a hacer las discusiones territoriales, por ejemplo. Que quisiéramos que fuesen más fuertes esos vínculos con otros movimientos latinoamericanos.
And that ideally these would be a larger and grander than they are at the current moment.
Porque es un momento que necesita de la presencia, ¿no? De nuestros hermanos en este momento. Y hermanos,
because it's a moment that really calls for the solidarity and the support of the rest of the region.
What would you what do you make of the media coverage of what's happening in Chile here in the U.S.? Mia, you're currently at UC San Diego as a visiting scholar, so I'm assuming you've been able to see some of the Western media coverage of what's happening inside Chile. What's your impression?
Me parece que también replican lo que pasa con los medios hegemónicos en Chile, ¿no?
That appears very similar to what is being replicated in the hegemonic media coverage that exists in Chile.
Por eso el trabajo de los medios alternativos, ¿verdad?
And thus the work of alternative media networks.
Telesur, en el caso latinoamericano, son muy importantes.
Especially the case of Telesur in the Latin American case are very important.
Porque hay una dictadura mediática, ¿no? Así se le dice.
Because there's a dictator, a media dictatorship.
Lo importante de eso es que así como se derriba,
the important thing is that from this they derive
el mito de que Chile es un país exitoso económicamente y democráticamente.
Right, is that there's a sort of myth that Chile is a success, this political, social, and economic success.
También se desploma la credibilidad con los medios de comunicación oficiales y hegemónicos.
which is the same type of discourse, and it falls along the lines of the same discourse of the hegemonic media outlets throughout Latin America.
Y eso hoy, al día de hoy, 29 de octubre, es ya una ganancia que obtuvo el pueblo, ¿no?
And that this shift in sort of the discourse and the coverage of the Chilean success story today, the 29th of October, is an important win that has been made throughout these protests.
So finally, is there a prediction that you would care to make about what will happen next if Piñera has replaced eight ministers and that's not seen as enough by protesters? Do you think that he will actually resign?
La gente salió a protestar de manera espontánea contra el cambio de gabinete, ¿no?, que anunció el presidente.
That people went into the streets to protest specifically the cabinet change that Piñera had announced.
Y la protesta sigue fuerte, ¿no?
And the protest continued to be very strong.
No sabemos qué va a pasar realmente.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Pero esperamos que esta protesta actual logre derribar al gobierno.
But we hope that the contemporary protests are going to be able to overturn the government.
Y darle fuerza a la figura de una asamblea constituyente.
And give strength or give meaning to a new constitutional assembly.
Es muy importante poner un freno al discurso del pacto social en este sentido, ¿no?, que intenta neutralizar la protesta.
It's very important to stop this whole discourse of the social pact that is trying to neutralize the protests.
Y ponerle un límite a la violencia. La violencia, aunque terminó el estado de emergencia.
And put a stop to the violence that has come with the state of emergency.
La represión no ha terminado.
Because the repression has not stopped.
Supuestamente ayer la ONU iba a enviar observadores de derechos humanos.
So supposedly on October 28th, the UN was going to send human rights observers.
Sí hay gente de Amnistía Internacional en Chile ahora, ¿no?
But there's only people from Amnesty International there currently. Sí.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Mia, and Troy for interpreting. We really appreciate the insight on the Chilean protests. Good luck to you.
Muchísimas gracias. Gracias.
Ciao.
My guests have been Mia Dragnicht, a prominent Chilean feminist. She's also a visiting scholar to the University of California at San Diego. She's a sociologist and a feminist militant at the Assembly of Doctoral Studies at University of Chile and a doctoral candidate in Latin American Studies there as well. Troy Coquinis is a lecturer in Latin American Studies at UCSD. We've been discussing the political crisis in Chile. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupatsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.